Welcome to Core Bariatrics Podcast, hosted by bariatric surgeon Dr. Maria Ilyakova and Tammy Lacoste, bariatric coordinator and a patient herself. Our goal is building and elevating our community. The Core Bariatric Podcast does not offer medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. On this podcast, we aim to share stories, support, and insight into the world beyond the clinic. Let's get into it. All right, Maria, let's get juicy. Let's get into sex after bariatric surgery.
Yeah, baby.
But also like infertility, how bariatric surgery can help with those things. This is a topic.
This is.
It should be.
You know, I honestly think billboards should be made out of this. Like bariatric surgery can make your sex life better, or it can help you have babies, or, you know, like this is a big deal. But it
can also make things a little worse.
Right.
So we'll talk about both.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to let you talk about all the infertility stuff and like how bariatric surgery can help with those things, just the more technical terms.
Absolutely. So actually, I'll just get started by saying, not a lot of people know that infertility can be related to weight. It's definitely not related to weight for everyone. People can be fertile at all weights and things like that. But some people who have things like PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, but even men who have erectile dysfunction or low libido, those things can actually be related to metabolic problems and weight too. And that's not something we talk about a lot.
Definitely not.
Right? So there's a huge advantage to going through bariatric surgery for the treatment of infertility or low libido. And it actually really can improve your sex life and outcomes there.
Men and women.
That's right. That's right. And we see that in our patients too. In fact, this year alone, after having bariatric surgery, we've had a few patients who have had pregnancy.
Yeah.
And even some people who have had pregnancy, you know, despite some forms of birth control. So
right.
This is a really, really effective treatment for infertility when it comes to that. You know, we definitely encourage people to be very responsible in how they're getting pregnant after surgery, because there's a lot of risks to having pregnancies close to bariatric surgery.
Right.
Definitely impacts your ability to have good nutrition, make sure you stay hydrated, and definitely your weight curve too.
Right.
Right. So nobody is recommended to have bariatric surgery and then get pregnant within a year.
Right.
But in the long term, definitely bariatric surgery is actually a treatment to help some people become pregnant and have a better sex life. What is your experience with this, Tammy? I'm actually pretty interested because while there is a lot of positive here, there is not just across the board necessarily positive.
Correct. Yeah. So a little about me. I am married. I have been married for 3 years now, but we've been in a relationship for almost 10 years now. Beginning of a relationship, it was always, you know, you have that honeymoon phase, but that honeymoon phase never went away for me.
Oh, wow.
And us. Wow. So I'm like, this is crazy.
That's great.
So always very attractive to each other, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, while I was at my heaviest, sex definitely a struggle, not only stamina wise, but also how I look wise. I know my husband loved me for me. We got together while I was not my heaviest, slowly gained weight. But I knew he didn't mind, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after bariatric surgery, things kind of changed, though. Now, I don't know if I can talk this up to just bariatric surgery. I have a lot of mental health stuff going on as well.
Yeah.
Which is another thing we need to dig into.
For sure.
But so I am on medications for anxiety and depression. So that might play a role in it.
Sure.
But the thought of having sex with loose skin.
Yeah.
Not perky boobs.
Yeah.
It kind of really throws things off for me.
Absolutely.
So I've really been on the struggle bus with that.
Has anything helped you feel sexier or helped you feel the way you want to feel physically or emotionally?
Clothes.
Yeah. Clothes?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like wearing clothes?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I mean, if I could be in a bra and underwear, like a good supportive push-up bra and underwear during sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe that'd be.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it has been a struggle. My personal sex drive just isn't there. And it's not that I'm not attracted to my husband. I very much so am.
Right. Yeah. But
it's been a struggle.
That's tough because that's a really personal thing that has mm-hmm. an impact on other, how, yeah, your relationship and your yeah. kind of satisfaction and things like that too. Is there anything you would recommend to people as they go through this process to sort of have eyes wide open as their body is changing?
That's a good question. I think the advice I would definitely give people is to be patient with yourself and realize yeah. that it is an adjustment period, not only for your hormones and all of that. It could be hormonal. I'm not sure. But also, like, I still feel like my mind and my body are not at the same point. Mm-hmm. Like, my body mm-hmm. is smaller, mm-hmm. but my brain is not. So now you asking that question actually makes me wonder, am I still stuck in being an obese sexual partner?
What do you think about?
Well, crap.
A real thought, guys.
Yeah, because even when I was bigger, sex was, great. Like, we always
did. Right.
But it always lets the lights off. I'm just still stuck there.
That's very.
I'm glad you asked that question.
Well, thanks. But I think you're not wrong. I think a lot of people struggle with how their bodies look
yeah.
during sex way more than how their bodies feel.
Yeah. I think maybe my mind is like, my stamina is so much more. Like, being on top is definitely a thing now. Yeah. But then also, you have boobs that aren't where they were 10 yeah. years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So,
well, that's all bodies, honey. Let me tell you, that is not a weight based thing. That is a time changes thing. Yeah.
And something for me, I have been very open and honest with my husband. And yeah. I think that is huge when it comes to any dynamic changing after bariatric surgery.
Oh, definitely.
Because your spouse needs to know that you are struggling with some things and it's not them, especially if your spouse is kind of on the insecure side.
Right.
I have right. all the time told my husband, I'm still very attracted to you. I still very much so want to have sex with you. This is truly a me issue. This is a me thing.
While it's a you thing, do you think a partner has a role to play in this? Do you think that the person that is on the other side that is not experiencing this but is affected, what is their role in this?
I think even my husband, I think he could do better with even just reinforcing, I do look good. My boobs used to be a real good size. They're not as big as they used to be. And he has made this comment of, they're a little smaller than I would like. And as much as he was not trying to be rude about it or anything like that, it really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And so, maybe I just need to open communicate with him even more so and being like, I need to know that you are still attracted to me.
Yeah.
Maybe that is a huge thing.
You know, I think you're really hitting on something because bodies change through this process.
So much.
They don't change in a fully predictable way. And no matter what, skin is going to look different. Mm-hmm. Body parts are going to move sometimes.
Yes.
And some of the things are ways that we want them to, and some of them are not necessarily.
Right.
And your body, in some cases, you know, if you have a partner and things like that, is shared, right?
Yeah, 100%.
You're both experiencing that body and how it's changing. So really keeping your partner in the loop and telling them sometimes or communicating with them what you need from them too.
Yeah.
That's got to be really hard.
Yeah.
But also something that's really important through the process.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think we're definitely onto something there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't imagine how it changes the dynamic of the relationship. Even though, like you said, your stamina might be better or certain positions are different now or more exciting. But if your brain isn't catching up to your body and you're caught in your head about how the other person is perceiving you.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is it's really hard to be in the mood when all you can think about is how I look.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they think I look.
Yeah. Do you think that there is a way to focus on how you feel more? Do you think that would be helpful or is that not really part of it?
Once I figure that out.
Yeah.
I think we need to figure that out.
That's a good point. I think it's really okay for that not to be figured out.
Yeah.
You know, that's something a lot of couples struggle with or a lot of people struggle with in their sex lives, no matter what size, what they look like, who it's with, any of those things, right?
And some of this could definitely just be the chapter of my life of three crazy boys running around who has time to make love.
But
So
that's so true. Because you're right. Like when people go through big life changes, you don't get to just delete things out of it. You don't just get to put some things on pause and, you know, be like, hold on, three kids. We're going to, we're now going to do this other thing, or, you know, a move or a job change.
Yeah.
How many, like how many of our people have gone through big life changes? And your mental health is affected by all of it.
Yes.
Your physical health is affected by all of it. And your relationships are affected by all of it. So sometimes it's figuring out, we're going to take it one issue at a time and focus on something. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, but I would definitely be curious to see what other people, what kind of experiences they've had with this.
Well, you know what's funny is this is a topic I feel like that there isn't a lot of content out there. Very few people are willing to ask this question. And to the point, honestly, where, you know, in our own program and the materials that we had and everything, it didn't mention sex once.
No.
And this is something, you know, this is a really big part of people's lives. 100%.
It's still, sex is still taboo, I feel like.
Oh, it's totally taboo.
Why?
Yeah, right? Well, we're working on that.
Yeah.
But in this process, it was, I mean, it was so eye-opening to me to hear a patient ask, like, well, what about, and they actually had their partner in the room and things too. But they asked, like, when can I have sex after surgery? And I said, whenever it feels good to do that, as long as you go low and slow, start low and slow.
Right, exactly.
Kind of like with any other activities,
Yeah.
After surgery. But I was really taken aback that we didn't even have any materials that even put a word to this really important topic. You know, because there are some really big changes that happen with sex as you go through this. And the fact that you're getting, you know, the better stamina, you're feeling positive about your body changes, your mental health can go or down or sideways through this process. All of that has a really big impact on what happens in the bedroom too.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Would you say that there's anything that you would want to know? What would you have wanted to know ahead of surgery in order to prepare you a little bit better for some of these changes?
I'm not sure anything could be given to me, because as you said, every person's experience is so much different. So we can't pinpoint what's going to happen to you. We cannot tell you how much weight you're going to lose. We cannot tell you if your depression is going to get better or worse. But I think this is just another thing that no matter how much education I had, I wouldn't know until it happened to me.
Until experiencing it. Yeah.
And I think I've experienced so much that this is where some of this content comes from.
Right.
Of like, Maria, there's not enough content out there to help me with this problem.
Right.
So we need to, I want to talk about the not so.
Well, and like how much more personal can you get than something we're not supposed to talk about, we're not supposed to ask about, but it's something that we, for a lot of folks, it's a daily, it's a daily consideration, even if it may not be a daily activity. But, you know, what's interesting to me also is I have had a lot of people who are couples that come to us as couples and people who bring their spouses, which I think is a super great practice because then your spouse can really understand a lot better what you're going to go through and how they can help. Also how they can hurt sometimes, right? So as a spouse, you can either be, you can be anything. You can be helpful, harmful, or neutral through this process,
Do not tell your spouse their boobs are too small.
That's one thing. You know, and the thing is, as we engage partners through this process, that's a really interesting thing to think about, is what do we want the partners to be doing, right? Because just being cheerleaders, supportive through this process, sure, that's nice as a goal or a dream, but I don't know that that's fully possible, because spouses and partners have their own goals and dreams or needs too.
Yeah.
What do you think would be a good way to like engage a spouse through this process?
Oh, I think even my own journey, I think a spouse, your husband or significant other, should have to come to one appointment or support group or something.
Yeah.
My husband is very just go with the flow. And I could tell him I'm going to do something off the wall crazy, and he'd just be like, okay.
Yeah.
And so with this, I really wanted, because I've seen other people's experiences and divorce rate is high within the bariatric community. I really wanted to make sure he was okay with this decision.
Yeah.
So I did tell him these things could happen.
Well, you know, and there is quite a lot of data actually about relationships, and we will dedicate an entire episode
to
relationships and things. But there's quite a bit of data that people's sex lives change after surgery, both good and bad. Definitely, we know that more babies are born after bariatric surgery for people who have infertility issues, yes, for sure. Yes. And, you know, this is a great treatment for erectile dysfunction and other kinds of low libido states for a lot of folks. But like you said, divorce rates are statistically higher in the bariatric population after surgery than in the general population, right? And some of the reasons for that are probably because expectations change after surgery. And there's changes no matter what you do. And if you're not on board with your spouse and if you're not going through those together, eyes wide open, that can be a really big problem.
And I think, you know, maybe this just sparked this topic in my brain, but I think he can meet my needs physically.
Yeah.
But emotionally, we're struggling. I mean, we struggle with emotional immaturity a little bit in both of our households growing up.
Sure.
We did not have any of it. And I feel like this journey has really helped my emotional intelligence, maturity. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you're not emotionally on board or on the same page, physical is hard.
I think
the light bulb just went off there too.
Interesting. I think you're really bringing in a really good point there, which is that sex, like many other things, isn't just a physical activity for most people. It's very largely mental too, and emotional and things like that. So if something is bringing up uncomfortable emotional things, feelings, if the mental health piece is being tricky or challenging, then it's difficult to have good sex when other parts of your mind are struggling or you're not connecting in other ways.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Maybe there needs to be some supports and things like that specifically to address relationships and how relationships between partners change and how to support each other through those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, you're right, because that's really out there.
Nope. A lot of the stuff that we're touching base on in this podcast is not out there. There's not a lot of information on, as I said, I've done so much research about everything you could possibly do research on when it came to bariatric surgery. And this is a huge missing. Okay. Not even missing. It's just not talked about. Nobody's not talking about sex.
Yeah. You know, and I will say from my perspective, like in my training, residency, fellowship, and things like that, I can tell you there was no talking about this. Not once did I see somebody being asked about their sex life after surgery or before surgery or anything like that. Or, you know, partners really being encouraged to participate in this process, anything like that. So it really was eye-opening to me when patients started asking questions here. Yeah. And I was like, holy hot dog, there are no resources on this. I don't even know what to tell people outside of, you know, don't hurt yourself, but but, you know, try things out and be creative in how you can support each other. Because you're right, the loose skin, the physical changes, some of the body dysmorphia things that you're touching on, those are big, hairy issues.
Yes.
And they do not change overnight. And some things do require other ways of dealing with them, right? That are necessarily just accessible in like an easy conversation between a couple of people.
Right.
So,
And so, I think stay tuned for when we have an OBGYN or even someone that specializes in hormones.
And, absolutely.
I mean, this is a whole topic that I think even professionals are still learning about.
Oh, yeah. The number of people who are shocked within our healthcare industry that bariatric surgery can be used to treat infertility or to help people with sexual function, it's really high. A lot of people don't know that even within the industry. And to be honest with you, talking about research on this topic or guidelines on this topic, it's sparse. It is very sparse. I've maybe mentioned in a prior episode, we don't understand all the ins and outs of why these surgeries change our bodies so much the way that they do. And we're just scratching the surface of that. And a big, big part of that is how it affects our sexual health.
Yes.
It does. But why and how, we're just beginning to understand. And then on top of that, that's just the physical changes, mental changes, and how it really impacts relationships. That's what we really want to dig into, too.
I agree. Absolutely. So I also want to hear from listeners, if you've had bariatric surgery, how has it impacted you? Has it been better? Has it been worse? How did you personally battle those things? And
definitely,
honestly, maybe we'll have one of you on with us to discuss your journey.
Absolutely.
How you handled it, because absolutely, you can probably teach us something. So make sure you are following us and please comment about how you've experienced with all of this, and we may be in touch to talk with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we'd love to hear a perspective of both the folks that are super happy they're having babies after surgery,
yes,
but also the folks that are not so happy that their bodies changed in ways they didn't expect and it's having an impact too in yeah. ways they didn't want in their sex life. So we'd love to hear your perspective. Don't forget to comment, to give us your thoughts, and join us next time. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you.